Hello and welcome to Extra Features Movie Review Podcast, episode 358. As it says in the title, this is a movie review podcast, so we will be going into spoilers on these movies as a warning. So if we start discussing a movie you're interested in seeing and haven't seen yet, skip ahead a few minutes, then come back after you've seen it and listen to what we thought. I am Doug, and I am here with Simon. How you doing today, Simon?
I'm doing great, Doug, except for a few minutes. I need to discuss something deeply personal to me.
Deeply personal. Okay.
I like to listen to the radio. I love music. I've been listening to the same station for about 30 years.
Okay.
About 10 years ago, they got bought out, which was fine. They kind of went a little more mainstream. No, fine, I accepted it. I may have stopped listening to them as of today.
How come?
They were an alternative station, and now I'm hearing like Blondie from the 80s. Like, what?
What's wrong? First of all, what's wrong with Blondie? I love
I
Blondie.
love Blondie. I don't need to hear that on my night in my alternative station. Save
Okay.
that for Old Man Rock, which is on 97 Bob's. What do they call them? I can't remember the name of the station. We have Old Man Rock station, I call it. That's where that goes.
Okay.
And then they played like some lame ass, crappy, I don't know, so mellow. I'm like, I'm done. I'm gonna have to find a new station to listen to. 30
Okay.
years, few bad weeks of crap, I'm done. Now, number two, I have no issues with anybody's religion. I want that stated down.
Okay.
But when I see a bumper sticker that tells somebody loves me, I have a problem.
Why?
Because I don't think you should go preaching things to people. That's your business, and I'm
Okay.
fine with that. I don't want to be my business. When you put a bumper sticker on and I can read it, it becomes my business.
Okay. Are you okay with people having, the family decals on their back windshield?
No, well, yeah, I love them. I know how many people I have to kill when I go into their house.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to rob, and I see like teens and stuff. I know they have good stuff to steal. If
Okay,
I see like Doug and his wife and three babies, I'm not going over there. That's like
but
Landmine Central. We stuff everywhere, stinky diapers, and that's fine.
Well, first of all, stinky diapers, those all go into like the diaper genie or something. They're not just lying around everywhere.
You've been to some people's houses? Okay. Doug, you follow me on Facebook, correct? I have a memory that popped up of a diaper on top of a mailbox.
Okay.
So, being a mailman and trying to put mail in a mailbox, somebody put a stinky diaper on it.
That might be a weird Canadian thing. I don't know.
Okay, but I have for the third thing I have for you, I did a trip to the colony.
Okay, you did.
I did. I went over, I don't know, about a month ago, I'd say, maybe 5 weeks, say a month. And I discovered something I wanted to try to bring it to the show. So I've been
Okay.
saving this for this show. I have not tried one yet. Blackberry Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar, see?
Yes.
From
Go
the
for it.
colonies.
Okay.
No French to be found on this can anywhere.
So were you in like Buffalo, like upstate New York?
What's upstate New York? Is that Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo's upstate.
How is it like Niagara Falls?
Okay. That's near
I don't.
Buffalo, yeah.
Yeah, downtown Niagara Falls is totally fine. No, maybe. Like I drive. Oh, I did. New news for you. Also, other news to come to Canada before I try this.
Okay.
We Dunkin' Donuts is returning to Canada.
Okay.
We haven't had it in years. I used to go to it all the time in Montreal because I used to love their donuts. So I'm in the colonies. I said my friend Doug would want me to go to Dunkin' because I said, okay, I'm going to go to Dunkin'. I haven't remember the last time I've been to Dunkin', probably a couple of years I've been to a Dunkin'. And I got a nice sourdough toasted breakfast sandwich. Fabulous. So I said, you guys have donut holes. We call them Timbits in Canada because it's all important.
They're
Those
munchkins here.
are nasty. Please don't ever sell those to anybody again.
I like them. I like the munchkins.
They were terrible. Listen, we're gonna get you some tidbits if you ever come to the great state of Canada, the 51st state. I will get you some
Okay.
tidbits. Because us in the 51st state know what donuts are. Whatever you guys tried to serve me was not donuts.
Okay.
So I just wanted you to know, here we go. I'm cracking an open dog. I'm waiting a month to try this.
I hope you got it nice and chilled in the fridge.
It's been on the fridge for a month. Here we go.
All right, so Simon has taken a big swig. Let's see what he thinks.
Fantastic. Solid seven.
Okay.
I like it. Nice taste at the end. Next show, I have another surprise for you. It just came out today in Canada. But I
Okay.
cannot drink it till our next show. It's going
Okay,
to kill
yes.
me, but I'm going to wait.
Okay.
So I only have 11 more cans of this to drink. If I knew it was this good, I would have bought 5 days.
Okay.
Oh, last thing I have to go over. I have all this stuff that's been going on in my head.
Yes, you
Have
have a
you
lot
ever
of stuff.
discovered movies you forgot about?
You mean like ones that I've seen, but not for years or.
No. Stuff you bought like 10 years ago at a garage
Okay.
sale and you forgot they were in the box?
No, I can't say that that's happened to me. What did you
Yesterday,
find?
I didn't bring it with me. I could go get it if we really need it. I found a box of DVD. I couldn't believe
Okay.
it. Another Errol Flynn box set and a bunch of other things. I remember
Okay.
I bought it at a churchyard sale. I bought 100 movies for $25. All 1970 and older.
Okay.
So that's what's been going on. I've been doing a lot of work stuff, extra work stuff, work overtime. So I'm looking forward to the show. I am here.
Okay.
Let's go. I'm finally ready. Sorry, people, that preamble. It's been just a very hectic but.
All right, so let's jump into it with the latest Star Wars film, The Mandalorian and Grogu, directed by Jon Favreau, starring Pedro Pascal, Sigourney Weaver, and Jeremy Allen White. If you want, I'll go first on this.
Oh, because you want to. That's fine.
I'm pretty sure I know how you're going to feel about this, probably similar to the way I do.
Oh, interesting. Bring it on, Doug.
Well, my thing is when a movie is derived from a TV show, I need the movie to make a case as to why it needs to be a feature film as opposed to two episodes or, a big TV movie or something. This movie did not do that for me. That there was nothing in this movie that felt to me this needs to be a big feature film as opposed to two episodes of a TV show. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great either. I'll be honest, I'm not a big Grogu fan, so all the Grogu stuff didn't really win me over. Pedro Pascal just doing basically a voice acting job. I think his stuntmen were like second and third build, the guys who are actually in the costume. It felt episodic to me. It kind of felt like season four of the show, condensed into a movie. Some of the visuals were cool. I liked the opening with the AT-ATs. That was fun action. It kind of fell off for me from there. This was like a 2 out of 5 for me. I can't really think of anything super positive or super negative. I guess the super negative would be it's over 2 hours long. It does not need to be this long at all.
Oh, I think I liked this more than you did.
Wow, okay.
Okay. I'm a glutton for Boba Fett. I'm sorry. This
Okay.
Mandalorian guy is exactly what I need. I think the first episode, because I think there's three episodes here, it feels like. It just feels like a three episode show, so I'm going to go with that. First episode, I was on board. I like the add-on fight. I like them coming in. That was great. Like, okay, let's build on this. And I got to the point, I'm like, am I just watching the TV show? Like, I feel like watching the TV show because, okay, let's do something. Nope. TV show, still doing the TV show thing, are we? Oh, there's Grogu looking cute. Okay. Oh, Save the Battle. Oh, that's great. Okay. Yeah. There's Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's the way I felt about the movie, folks. There's really nothing here. I had a good time. I'd give it a three, two and a half, three out of, oh, out of five. I think I gave it a two and a half, maybe. Maybe a three. I think I gave it a three. I just liked it. I just wish we had more going on.
I wish it had a better story. I wish it had something that we revealed something important about either Grogu or the
Or
Mandalorian. It
how
was
about a decent villain?
a decent villain would have been nice,
Or
yes.
having somebody in distress that I thought they might not get it.
Yes,
Oh.
there was nothing that made this feel like it had to be a movie as opposed to the show.
I did enjoy the Jawa Battle Royale. Not the Jawa,
Java,
Jabba.
okay.
The Jabba. I thought that was kind of cool when all of them were escaping. And the thing, that fight scene I kind of liked. But I just like, this is really going nowhere fast.
Yes.
And
And
that's
then
it. I mean, I think it's watchable. I think you'll have a good time. But I wouldn't spend $40 on it.
no.
I mean, $20 for a ticket, you get a popcorn, get a drink, and knowing Doug, it's two bags of M&Ms on top. And then he probably bought the whole popcorn Grogu thing at $60. That was like $120.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You got to eat your popcorn out of Grogu's head or
Yeah,
whatever the thing was.
absolutely ridiculous. Again, enjoyable, but did not need to be a movie at any time.
Yes. Well, now I'm curious to see how you'll feel about our second film, which is The Sheep Detectives, directed by Kyle Balda, starring Hugh Jackman, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Bryan Cranston, and Nicholas Braun. I am very curious as to what you think about this movie, Simon.
You learned to watch this.
Yes, I did. I had heard I will say I had heard nothing but good things about this, and I was very curious.
As you know, I have problems with talking animals in films. Talking babies, talking, it bugs me to no end. I'll give this movie credit. I got used to it. By the end of this film, I was fully on board. I kind of liked it. I like the character acting. I thought was decent. At times, it goes into the look. I'm a celebrity. Listen to me talk, which really bugs me. But I
I
really,
didn't really get that, but
I do
okay.
for the sheep sometimes. I personally, I liked it. I really liked the breakdown of everything and how the sheeps work and how they go. We got to forget. We got to forget. That was kind of cute. You know what? I came away walking. This is a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling movie.
Yes.
I mean, I can see Doug cuddling up to his girlfriend, enjoying this. As opposed to my wife walking, going, what are you going to watch? What? Are you kidding me? I'm going to watch for the show. I'm going to go see it. Okay. I thought it was nice, cute, and cuddly. Almost a grandma film. A little bit above grandma film because it had a decent plot. Didn't offend anybody. And you know what? I think deep down inside it might have chilled my heart a bit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I went in with low expectations, but I heard it was fantastic. I walked away loving this movie. I thought it was really charming. I thought the mystery was decent. I found myself crying a couple times, and I was not expecting to cry at a sheep detective movie. And I knew it would get me as soon as there was that winter lamb that everybody was shunning. I knew from the moment that character was introduced that he would play an integral part in capturing the murderer, and that it would be very heartwarming. I love the weird little aspects of it, like this small English town had a neon vendor, so all the stores had neon signs. I thought that was funny. I loved every time that they cut to a human POV looking at the sheep. The sheep just, they bad. They didn't talk. They just meh. And I don't know. This movie just won me over. I did figure out the mystery. I did figure out who the killer was.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
I when okay, spoilers alert. When they said twins, there was only one other character in the movie who was a similar age to the daughter. So I was like, oh, well, this guy's the murderer. He's just pretending to be who he says he is. So I did figure that out, but this movie really charmed me. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I was really charmed. I liked it. Bryan Cranston as a ram, I was not expecting by him or Julia Louis-Dreyfus or Chris O'Donnell or Chris O'Dowd, not Chris O'Donnell. The three of them, their voice work was fantastic. I truly recommend this movie, which is not something I was expecting to say.
You know what's funny? I agree 100%. I do recommend The Throne and Grogu. I think I gave it a 3.5, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a 3. I can't say it was Grogu, but I would pick this over Grogu.
Fair. All right. So now our next movie, which was a late ad by your daughter, because you said she
Yeah.
wanted to go see it.
See, maybe go see this film.
Okay. Well, this movie is Obsession, directed by Curry Barker, starring Michael Johnston, Indy Navarette, Cooper Tomlinson, and Megan Lawless.
A year up.
I am up. This movie, I see that it is this director's first feature film, and I can see that there are some things that scream first director to me, first time director, but there are stuff that just works in this movie and works really well. I love the way this movie was shot. As soon as the wish is first made, she what's the actress's name? India Navarette. She was shot at like in full darkness, the light from behind her, shadow. So something you could tell something was off right away. There's lots of shots of her like that where she's in darkness, maybe just like key lights in her eyes so you see her eyes. Beautifully shot film. I think India Navarette star-making performance here. I truly do not know how she pulled off the end credits where it's just her, spoiler alert, screaming for the entire end credits. More power to her for that. I think she was amazing. However, I don't think the two main guys in the movie, Michael Johnston or Cooper Tomlinson, were that good of actors. I think they were decent. They got across what they needed to, but I don't think they were anywhere near as strong as either of the two main women in here, India or Megan Lawless. I was not expecting this movie to get as gruesome and bloody as it gets. So that was a pretty welcome excitement for me. I gave this a 3 out of 5. I think it's a very solid direct feature directorial debut for Curry Baker, Barker.
Okay. First thing, my daughter gave this a 10 out of 10
Okay.
and told me the lead actress was going to win the Oscar.
Okay.
Okay, that's her review. I mean, I'm sure she was on here, she would tell us more. Now, she asked me my opinion, which is a little slightly different.
Okay.
As I told her, I think this film is solidly done. It's got great intensity at times. I just got to the point that I didn't agree with the main lead guy, what he was doing. I'm
I
kind of
don't think
like,
you're supposed to.
well, I'm like, what are you doing, guy? Like, you need to kill her now. Like, you go buy another wish thing and you couldn't. I'm like, you know what? There's gotta be somewhere else to buy it. Keep looking. You know what I mean?
He does do that though, but they say you only get one wish, so he couldn't break
I
the
know.
one wish willow at the end.
But you know what I'm saying? I was just, and I had a lot of problems. She has nothing to. She has to get her comeuppance by the end of the film.
Why would she need to get her comeuppance? She was
Well,
a
she's
she
killing
was the victim.
everybody. She's
She's
killing
the
people.
victim.
I disagree. You know what? She's a victim to a point where she starts killing
Whoa, whoa,
people. You're killing people. You're going to say, oh, she's the victim. She didn't mean to do it. She did mean to kill those people.
She was possessed when he calls the One Wish Willow and
Yes.
the guy says, "Do you want to talk to her?" It's nothing but screaming. She even says, when he sneaks out, "Kill me." He's like, "What's so wrong? What's so bad about being with me?" She says, "I've never been with you." That's not her. She is possessed. She's
So
not
what's
doing
happening
this
to the
of her
scene
own
at the
free
end?
will.
So what's happening to the, so we're getting obsession too? Or is this it? Like something's gotta happen to her. She's walking around with a demon inside her.
Well, no, when he dies,
That's it?
the wish is broken. That's why she
Okay. So it
is
is over.
screaming. Yes. That's why she's screaming
Okay.
at the end.
I still think she has retribution to pay for killing all those people.
I think 100% she is a victim in
Yeah,
this
she
movie.
pounded that guy's face into the steering wheel continuously.
That was not her, though. That was what was ever
So the
possessing her.
cops are gonna show up and she's like, oh, it wasn't me, it was a demon.
Well, no, she will be arrested and go to jail for the
Okay,
rest of her
good.
life. This is.
That's what I'm looking for. Lives were in agreement of that. I agree she didn't do it. But the
Yes. Yeah,
cops don't know that.
no, the co the she will 100% be in jail, but she is the victim. She is the victim of this movie, I think.
Isn't this guy an idiot? Shouldn't he have just asked her out for a date?
Yes, he should have. And then if
Like,
she had said no, then, we would have seen what happened. But yeah,
my
the
argument is this guy needs to get some balls. He's the
yes.
problem in the film. I'm not blaming her. I'm blaming him. Where's his balls?
Yeah,
Go
no,
ask her
he
out. I think she was interested, possibly. I get that, but I'm not saying 100%, but I'm saying maybe.
yeah.
It was definitely possible she would have given him a chance. I think so.
Yeah, she might have gone on a date with him.
So he goes, how much is this wish thing, by the way?
Oh, they
500
said in the
bucks?
movie. No, they said it was like less than 20, I think.
Right. But it's not really feasible. It's less than 20 bucks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This thing, I mean, and they did say sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. They did state that.
They said that, but I think it works all the time. I think that they said it
So,
didn't.
why is everybody not buying that massive for 20 bucks? $100 million, or, you know.
Because it's the monkey's paw. It's the you have to word it exactly right, otherwise there'll be terrible consequences.
I have ChatGPT. I should be good to go.
Yes, AI will solve all of our problems. So
Or I
that
could
is
ask
how.
the President of the United States, because they told me he's being a 100-seat arena. And then he built a 4,000-seat arena. So I'm just asking him to do it. He can't screw
Okay.
that up.
No, he's never screwed anything up at all,
He's the
ever.
greatest president ever. I mean, he's just as good as Mr. President in that movie. Was it Michael Douglas? He goes on dates. He's just as good as him.
Was it the American president? That
American
one?
president. Yeah, or the guy from
Okay.
Independence Day.
Oh
They're
yeah.
both fun of them. He's doing great. Martin Sheen in the West Wing. He's just as good as those three.
Yes,
Just,
absolutely.
I can't wait. So, Doug, since we're doing the show, how come you're not at Tribeca?
I'm sorry?
Tribeca's this weekend and you're here.
I am broke. I can't afford to be going to no Tribecas right now.
Okay, I'm just asking. You know, stop
Yeah.
buying Criterion Collection. Oh, some other
Yes.
side project. I finally went to a Barnes and Noble.
Okay.
So I see, you know, Doug always goes to the Barnes and Noble sale. I'm in the colonies. And yes, I do call it the colonies. Can ask my friends, because I consider it America the colonies. I'm the 51st state, they're the colonies. I get it.
Fair.
Well, I've got to say, I went to look at the DVDs. The selection was solid.
Okay.
I did like the boutique labels were everywhere, which I was happy to see because I hadn't seen a lot of that stuff. We don't get that in
Yes.
Canada. You have to private order it usually. We
Okay.
don't have a store. There is one downtown I would take you to, maybe. Might have something you need, but I'm more of a searcher. You know what I'm like.
Yes.
So I went over to the book section, right? Because I love film books. Disappointing is the best way I can describe it.
Okay. I'm
Everything
sorry.
was glossy covers, like, oh, look, I like movies in the 80s. One of my favorite movies, 80s. You know me, I love finding weird 80 movies I haven't seen. It was posters or just general junk. I knew, like, come on, guys. It was some TCM book. Then they had one in the 90s. I'm like, I want Doug Haner's 500 films you need to see. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Or, you know, Video Night Trash, 100 movies you've never heard of.
Oh yeah, those books you probably have to go hunting around in like independent bookstores
But, okay,
or
I don't even know.
online.
Where would I find an independent bookstore? I don't even know where to find one in my country. I do know if I had to go downtown, there's a place called BMV Books I take you to. But it's nowhere near where I live. I live out in the burbs. They don't have that stuff out here. I have, like, basically Barnes and Noble out here, but our version. And they have crap too.
You might just have to order online.
If I don't know the name of a book, I can't order it.
You never just go on like Amazon and like just search like just general term like 80s movies books
You
and
know
see
what?
what
I
comes
will
up.
do that and I will get back to you next show.
Okay.
We'll see if I find anything of interest because I'm going to have to. So far, what I found is I need to send an order to Doug's house and he's going to have to ship it to my house because
Okay.
the shipping is insane to Canada.
Okay.
Like, because I usually find three or four dealers, right? Not one person has my books I want. And they want, like, the books cost me like $12, maybe $15. Reasonable. $60 to ship to Canada. I'm like, that's unreasonable. Free shipping in the
Yes.
US. I'm like, I'll ship it to Doug. And Doug can ship it to me the cheapest way he can figure out. Put it on a pack horse for all I care if it makes it to my house eventually. So that's what I just want to see. More colony things. Oh, and I also went to the Olive Garden again. All you can eat breadsticks and soup. And the worst
Okay.
freaking Parmesan I've ever had in my life.
The worst. Okay.
Terrible. Spaghetti I couldn't eat. Chicken Parmesan, I don't know who made it, but the word burnt probably was pretty close to it. It was hard as a rock. I'm like, do you guys know how to cook chicken parmesan? Like, I make my own at home usually. So if people go, where'd you order that? Can I like the soup, gnocchi soup and the unlimited breadsticks? Usually for lunch, that's all I get. It costs $12 and I eat like 10 bowls. So
Okay.
I'm quite happy when I leave, but we get one this summer, but summer's already started. I have not seen it. So maybe October, I might have an Olive Garden.
Okay.
Right beside my work, Doug, Olive Garden. And IHOP's both becoming two.
Wow. Okay.
We do
Live
have two
the
IHOPs in
dream.
Ontario, but they're an hour and a half away.
Okay.
Listen,
You
I
could
like my colony's food. Bring it on.
just make pancakes at your own at your house.
I don't understand. I like all-you-can-eat pancakes for $9.
Okay. You could
I
have
like
all you can eat.
all-you-can-eat.
I bet it's cheaper than $9 if you make it at your house,
See,
if you
there's the
make them
problem. I
yourself.
want that. I hate coffee, but when I drank coffee, I used to go to IHOP when I was in the States and get that disgusting pot of coffee. I don't know what was in that stuff, but sludge. I loved every minute of it.
Okay.
Did you find out if Virgil still exists in New York City?
I have no idea.
That was my
I will
favorite
be.
barbecue place when I was in New York City.
Virgil's in New York.
And on
That's
43rd, 45th, somewhere over that way. I just want to know if you've ever been there. I'm
I
totally
have
way off
not.
topic today. So, how many times did you go to New York City a year? 12?
Oh, more than that, but less now that Kate lives with me in Jersey.
Well, I
So,
understand that. That was a mistake of yours. You should have gone to
oh
New York City. No, I'm joking.
no, New York is way more expensive than Jersey.
I do. I watch this guy on TikTok that does New York apartments and talks about how much they are. I'm like, how much? Like, some apartments are about as much as I pay for rent. I mean, for mortgage in Ontario. I'm like, that's insane.
Oh, yeah.
And people must pay it because they're asking for it.
Yes, absolutely. I just looked it up. Virgil's Real Barbecue
That's
is
it.
still it is still in Manhattan
Good.
on 44th.
I was close. My favorite place, man. Love that place. Food is
Okay.
excellent. So people, and I am good about Doug in a little news he probably doesn't know.
Okay.
Right now, it's being minorly discussed. Me and the guys I go to Montreal with might be going to New York City this year. I have told you it might be possible. It's still.
Okay.
Might be possible, although a little bit more later in the year, but it's being discussed.
Okay. Excellent.
So Doug will meet the rest of my crew.
Yes.
And yeah, so you'll find extra features. We'll be traveling back to New York City first time in probably 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Over 20 years. I think 20, it's probably about 28, 27 last time I was in New York City.
Wow.
And I
Okay.
asked my buddy's there right now covering the Tribeca Film Festival. Tells me it still stinks. I'm like, perfect. I want that stinky, stinky New York smell. Okay,
I mean,
continue on.
yeah, just well, I mean, some parts smell better than others, but that's true
No,
of
it
anywhere.
doesn't. No, it doesn't. When you go to Manhattan, go to Times Square, it smells like piss. Everywhere I go, I don't know if it still does, but I remember getting up Sunday morning after going out and going, oh my God, I love this city.
Well, that's why you got to get out of Times Square.
Well, I used to stay at the Portman Square, used to be, where TKA tickets are?
Yes.
You take 2 blocks upstreet. It used to be a place called the Portman Square.
Okay.
And I'm talking, it's the dumpiest hotel you could find in New York, but it's so cheap. So I can't remember. Let's say 500 for a week, I used to get it for.
Oh, wow. Okay. I
And a
bet that's not the same.
shared bathroom.
Okay.
And I had a room probably the size of your closet. So
Okay.
I had a single bed with a TV and a fridge
And you had
at
to
the end.
share a bathroom.
That
Ooh.
had to share a bathroom, but for $500, totally worth my money.
Okay.
I got to see Fabergé eggs, Frick exhibit, the Met, Statue of Liberty, New York Mets. I went all over the place. I saw
Okay.
every single thing in New York I could see in all the trips I went. And I saw
Okay.
plays, obviously, but I don't remember much of them.
I would want a private bathroom. I would not
No,
want to
couldn't
share,
care
but
less,
that's me.
man. I'm cheap. I'll take it.
Okay.
Not that I prefer my own bathroom, but is Ray's Pizza still in New York City, Doug?
Oh yeah, there's like 20 different Rays. There's Rays Famous, Rays Original
Oh, really?
Famous. Oh yeah, there's so many. So
And
many use the name
Stavros,
Rays.
Stavros, Stavaro.
Sbarro?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I've been to New York, but I used to go and always go to Virgil's every time I was there.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, I did go to the been to Central Park numerous times. I don't know. I mainly went to meet people, right? So I just was all over. So the last time I was there, I think it was still Regis and Kathie Lee. That tells you how long ago I was in New
Oh,
York.
that is a long time then.
Okay.
Okay, our next movie is The Locket from 1946, directed by John Brom, starring Lorraine Day, Brian Ahern, and Robert Mitchum. I think it's your turn to go first with this one.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for these noir films. I just, if I haven't heard of them, I have to watch them.
Okay.
And I think this had a great beginning, an absolute perfect beginning. And then it just fell apart for me. The storyline just got dumber and dumber as it went on. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is terrible. Absolutely awful. But I got to the end, I'm like, I don't even want to watch any of you act anymore. I just want this to finish because it's so dumb. Could you buy this plot at any time?
No, for me, and I think this movie came out before The Three Faces of Eve, but it
This came
felt
out in
like,
1946, is when this movie came out.
yeah, and I forget when Three Faces of Eve came out, but that it felt like a cheap version of that movie in
Oh,
a way.
100%. And she kind
And
of looks like her too, the lead in the Three Faces of Eve, which I can't remember who it is now.
Joanne Newsom. No, Paul Newman's wife, Joanne,
Oh, Woodward? I
yes.
didn't. I saw that movie so long ago. Great film, by the way. A solid 9, I think I gave that. But it's been a
Yes.
long time since I've seen it. This film does not know what it wants to do. The actors are terrible. The
I
lead is
would
just atrocious.
I'd agree with you on that, except for when Robert Mitchum shows up and you're like,
Yeah.
oh, look, there's Robert Mitchum.
Yeah, which is nice. But watching
Yes.
these two bozos go through this film, like, this is why you guys didn't have careers. You both stink. I
Yeah.
can't buy either of you in your things. I'm just like, we already know what's going to happen by the end. We just don't care anymore. It's like watching a guy go up the mountain and run straight down as fast as he can. I think I'm watching The Price is Right and the Alpine guy. Olé.
Yeah, I will be on. I was a bit confused about the whole England scene in the
Oh,
movie. Like,
makes no sense.
why were they in England? What was it about the diamond necklace or so? That scene, I admit, I might have been distracted while watching, but that
Or the
scene
scene
confused
where
me
the
a bit.
woman goes nuts on the little kid about the locket.
Yes.
What was that about? Was that nobody?
I mean, that was, I guess, in the film language, the origin of her trauma that made her the way she is.
Maybe, but I just couldn't buy it.
No.
I had a lot of problems with this film buying anything. I thought the production values were crap. Looks like it was shot in a weekend.
Yes.
This had to be
Yeah.
a double bill of some kind, like just dumped in theaters.
Yeah. And I was reading about the movie that its use of flashbacks and flashbacks within flashbacks, that was kind of revelatory at the time.
Really, it was
But
fucking confusing to no end to me.
it just I just didn't care for it that much. I think I gave it 3, mostly on Robert Mitchum. And the fact
Oh,
that he jumped out the window, I like that part.
I think I gave it a star and a half.
Oh wow, okay.
And I really, really dislike this film. As was going on, I'm like, this is painful. Here we go, 1946, Locket. What, did I even review it? Oh, I didn't even give it. Star and a half. There we go. We're done. Just
Okay.
gave it a star and a half. I just saw this most painful hour and 26 minutes I've ever seen. I'm just like, go somewhere. You're going nowhere. It's like I'm watching a repeated scene over and over again with a little bit different. Oh, look at this. I thought I was watching Tales from the Locket. Not Tales of the Crypt, but Tales from the Locket. The same scene over and over again. Maybe it's Rashomon of the Locket.
Maybe.
Oh, it's rough. I apologize. These are films I haven't seen, people, so I have to. Doug will tell you, I watched thousands of films
Oh,
over
yes.
the years, so I have to find things I haven't seen.
So I wonder how you'll feel about our next film, City Island, from 2009, directed by Raymond D. Felita, starring Andy Garcia, Juliana Margulies, Emily Mortimer, and Alan Arkin. I guess it's my turn to go first. This movie, it was fine. I think it was a little too quirky for its own good. I could have used with one or two less quirky stories. There's the son who has the feeder fetish, he wants to feed Batwomen. There's the daughter who flunked out of college and is getting by being a stripper. The father wants to be an actor, so he's going to acting school. And the wife is unfulfilled and goes to start an affair with her husband's illegitimate child. It was one or two too many quirky stories for me. I think if it, I would have liked it if maybe they just focused, they didn't have the illegitimate son and it was just the two children, their stories, the one flunking out of college, the one with his fetish, which really doesn't seem that bad to me. But it was just one, two. I mean, I love most of the actors in here. I love Alan Arkin, Emily Mortimer, I like a lot. Juliana Margulies, Andy Garcia, I like them. Ezra Miller, we'll put him aside for now. But all in all, this was middle of the road for me. 2.5 out of 5.
I agree. It's middle of the road, but I had so much fun enjoying this film. Now,
Okay.
I want to give you a little background how you found this film existing, because I'm sure you've never heard of it.
No.
I was in a pawn shop looking for Lost Junction, as always.
Okay.
And I saw this cover, and I went, wow, I love this cast. I've never heard of this film. I'm putting it on the next list. I'm going to force myself to watch it. I enjoy.
Okay.
She can do no wrong for me. Andy Garcia is pretty close to that level for me. And Alan Arkin's just the bomb, so I have to watch it. So you got three positives there. I thought this film was great. I had
Okay.
so much fun. Is it amazing? No. Is it good? No, but it's fine.
Okay.
It was light, fluffy, and I love Emily Mortimer. I
Fair.
truly do love Emily Mortimer, and I thought she did a good job. Now, that's why I think the movie needs a little bit more work is on the Andy Garcia pursuing being an actor. Because we see Alan Arkin in line, and nothing happens because of that.
Yes.
Like, I was kind of like, what? Why aren't we doing anything? Nothing. And I thought the Juliana Margulies making out with her, what is it, her stepson was just bizarre.
Yes.
But everything else was fine. I bought the kid with fat food fetish. That was funny, I thought. Why would he bring the son home? Like, that made no sense to me. In what world can a guy just pick a guy up and joke, hey, want to come home?
Yeah, and the fact that he or the kid didn't know that that was his father, that they were
I just
related,
couldn't
that
buy that.
until the end,
Couldn't buy it.
he didn't know.
Couldn't buy that to save my life. Just sorry. Couldn't let that go. I know. Overall, I think it's a fun film. I think if you need something easy to watch on a Friday night, this is a film you can put on for somebody. I would recommend this film to people.
I don't know that I would. I would recommend Sheep Detectives over this, but that's me.
For my argument, people know Sheep Detective. This City Island, one of these
Okay.
rare movies I think you could watch, enjoy, never need to see again.
Okay.
It's just like Miracle Mile. I put it in the same class. You ever seen Miracle Mile?
I think you're that Anthony Edwards about
That's the one. You never
yeah.
need to see that
Okay.
again. It's a solid film. Same with City
Yeah.
Island. You never need to watch it again.
Okay.
That's where I put this. In those 90s movies that just sort of fell through the crack, but I'm like, this cast is good. Very well
Yeah.
casted, and a little bit of fixing, I think it could have been a solid film.
Okay.
Like, if we axe the fun storyline, maybe, and maybe develop the other storylines a bit more, maybe it would work. Or maybe it doesn't work without the sun, because he kind of screws everything up to bring them all together.
Okay, maybe you could write around
You know what? We know what
that's
we need to write around the sun. The other sun's food fetish is not needed. I think I'll
Yes.
agree with you. We could axe that storyline. You know what? Just axe him altogether.
Yeah, why not?
Like, he's not needed for anything. Like, what did he do
Yeah.
in the film? Nothing. Nothing is needed from him. He doesn't
No,
do
I
anything.
agree. I
So,
agree.
axe him. We got a better film. We expand the Alan Arkin part a little bit. Maybe show Ellie, maybe a little bit more with the Emily Mortimer part. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe Julianna Margulies could have a purpose. Would be
Yes.
nice. Like, that would be a better storyline. So there we go. We fixed the film. We just got to axe
Okay.
one character, take his 10 minutes of screen time, and give it to two other characters. It'll work.
There you go. Now I'm wondering what you think about our next film, which is Brigadoon, 1954, directed by Vincent Minnelli,
Your
our
favorite
favorite.
person. Our
Yeah.
favorite. We're still going.
Starring Gene Kelly, Van Johnson, and Sid Charisse.
Again, I'm going to start apologizing for this. This was painful. I think this was utter garbage. Absolutely hated this film.
Okay.
Not because anything our buddy Vincent did. He was fine. He did his usual. Totally competent filmmaking. Nothing exciting. If I had to see another effing dance number of Sid Charisse, I think I was going to lose my mind. I'm
Okay.
like, I didn't find any of the songs interesting. Gene Kelly was wonderful as always. Van Johnson was enjoyable. But I just thought this was dumb.
Okay.
I just thought the whole premise was dumb. And I can't believe there's Broadway productions of this dumb crap.
Well, there is the new, it started off as an Apple show and is now on Schmigadoon, which is kind of making fun of Brigadoon.
Good. It needs to be made
Yeah.
fun of.
Okay.
I mean, again, I think they spent a lot of money on this. I think for its time, it probably did very well. I mean, it's very well acted. It looks like they spent money, well shot. But I just didn't find it interesting in any way. Like, I can't tell Doug, hey, go watch Brigadoon. Because I feel
No.
that. I do have one last thing to say. We only have one more Minnelli musical coming
Yes.
up.
Okay.
And then you're done. I don't think there are any more I recognize.
Okay.
And it's not the next one.
I will be honest, this is the movie that for the longest time I thought all musicals were. I thought all musicals were this treacly, this sugary, this garbage.
Yes.
It took me until finding Cabaret, maybe 10 years ago, where I went, oh, so not all movie musicals are Brigadoon.
Oh. So you saw Brigadoon on TV and thought all musicals were Brigadoon?
No, but I to me, I actually hadn't seen Brigadoon until for this episode,
Oh, okay.
but that to me epitomized what I thought movie musicals were. Just people falling in love, mistakes, some goofy comedy, some magic, some romance, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing. That's to me what I thought all movie musicals basically were. This or The Music Man, something like that. I didn't realize that musicals actually could be
Oh,
deeper, darker, can tell
hold
some
on.
really
I
good
love The
stories.
Music Man. I cannot give you The Music Man. I do enjoy that film. I love Bye Bye Birdie.
I haven't seen Bye Bye Birdie.
And Margaret's in it, so it's worth watching right there.
Okay. But yeah, bring it, for what it was, in my mind, the stereotypical musical, I thought it was fine. It's a 2-star movie for me. It's nothing. I don't think it's the greatest musical ever made. I also don't think it was the worst. It's pretty much down the middle. It's a 2-star. I think it could have been way less if it wasn't Gene Kelly and Sid Charisse, but it was fine. I really didn't care for the ending that much. The magic of bringing Brigadoon back, that to me is one of the treacly aspects that I thought existed in musicals. It's fine. That's it.
I think you liked it better than me.
Maybe.
I was like, oh my God, it must take me 3 nights to get through Brigadoon.
Ooh, this next one though. Wild in the Streets, 1968, directed by
Listen, you never heard of this. I know you didn't.
I never heard of it.
I try to find you things you haven't seen them. You know that.
Directed by Barry Scheer, starring Shelley Winters, Christopher Jones, Hal Holbrook, and an early appearance by Richard Pryor.
Oh my God, he is in it for like 30 seconds.
Yes, I was shocked when I had to look up the cast. I was like, did I just see Richard Pryor?
You did. Looks exactly like him. Now, I have a question. When you
Yes.
get my lift, do you go, what the hell is Simon picking this week, this
Sometimes,
month?
yes.
Because
Yes.
I feel I need to challenge you.
Okay.
Because I know Doug has a comfort zone of just happy Criterion Collection things. He's got criterionitis. I know that.
Yes.
I don't. I
Okay.
want you to dig and look at those films you've never heard of.
Well, I will say this one was a chore. I did not like this movie at all. It had that specific sound quality that it's not just loud. Pretty much every line Shelley Winters says is
Oh.
shrill
Oh my
and
God.
shrieky,
Yeah.
and it just goes like nails on a chalkboard. It just goes right up my spine. I thought the story was absolutely ridiculous about getting young people to vote, and I hated this movie. I really did not like it. To me, it was a chore. I didn't even find the music that good. He's supposed to be this great musician that speaks to the youths. I didn't hear it at all. I gave this 1 star. This was bad. This was a chore to get through, even at 97 minutes. It was short but hard to get through.
Oh, it's terrible. I liked the opening. I thought them going a different way. I liked the sound of the music. The music
Okay.
was really good. I thought the guy could sing. I'm like, oh, it's gonna be a music film. Like we're gonna have a journey of a musician and stuff might happen to him. Maybe I was doing like Johnny Cash or something. I was thinking, no, we don't get that. We get a political film. Oh, okay. Then I was just so friggin' bored all the time. I'm like, what happened to the fun music at the beginning? And what was up with that Shelley Winter scene, like throwing her son out, then having to go see him?
I think that
What
was
was
just like
that?
she's just one of those people who didn't want kids, but then when the kid became rich and famous, decided, oh, this is my meal ticket now. So
I took it
at least
that way,
that's
but
the way
I'm
I
like,
read it.
why would he even be bothered with her?
I have no
That's
idea.
was my issue. I'm like, she threw him out. Why would he even listen to her? Like, come on, go away.
It's a bad movie. I do not recommend this at all.
Oh, I wouldn't recommend it in any way. I thought the acting was, I liked Al Ulrich in it. Richard Pryor was in it very quickly. I liked the lead actor of the Revolution.
He was okay. I didn't find him that charming or charismatic,
He wasn't, but I
which I
thought he
think.
worked. I liked
Okay.
his singing voice. I told you. Now we get to the end of the film. Oh, you're so old, man. I'm like, are we doing this again? Oh, 10-year-olds are going to take over. How's a 10-year-old going to take over the world?
I don't know, how are
Come
14-year-olds gonna do it?
on. Well, 14, they might know how to shoot a gun. The 10, I just think this movie went straight up and down, joined the Alpine. It's
This
just
was
another one.
bad.
It was terrible. So,
Yes.
again, blame my books. That's where I got this one from, one of my books that
Okay.
recommended it. But I need films for us to watch.
Well, our next film, I would say probably the complete opposite of Wild in the Streets. Ivan's Childhood, 1962, directed by Andrei Tarkovsky, starring Neolia Berlyaev.
Good work, Doug.
I
Good
cannot
work.
pronounce Russian names. I think it's your turn to go with this one first.
Oh my God, this film is dark. Holy crap, this is dark. I was
Yes.
like, so the movie starts off, and the parent and the kid, and it sort of shows up, and the kid shows up on the boat, and the film gets going. I'm like, oh, okay. What? I thought it was a demon child at one point. I was like, where is this going? And this is probably the first Tarkovsky film I gotta say I didn't like.
Really? Okay.
I thought it was okay, but I did. I thought it was well shot, beautifully shot. I can see why people think this man's a genius. I did not enjoy this film at all. It was way too dark for me. I didn't
Fair.
like the little kid. I didn't like anybody in it. Maybe just because it was so dark for me. The
Okay.
ending I did not see coming. I just went, what the? Am I watching so many times during this film? I'm like, this is not for
Yeah.
me. Acting was great. I think it's a dark turn in the last third is really my big issue with the girl and this
Yeah.
and that. I was kind of like, oh, okay. But you said there's a 3-hour cut of this, and I watched the hour and a half cut.
No, because you background information you gave a Doug's Choice, and
Yes.
one of the others on this list was a 3.5 hour
Oh, that's
movie.
Andrei Rublev. It's a 3-hour movie.
So I chose this one because it was shorter.
Well, Andrei Rublev is 3 hours, so get ready because you will be watching Andrei Rublev
Okay.
at some point because you're going down to two next, so you're gonna have to pick one or the other. This film is, I think, it's beautifully shot. I think it's well acted. I just did not enjoy the storyline at all. It was just way too dark for me.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy the ending. I had a lot of problems with it. I'll leave it at that. First Tarkovsky, I've not liked. And the three I've watched, I think it's my third or fourth one. I did not
Okay.
like this one.
I will say I think this movie was beautiful. I think
Agree. Cinematography, fantastic.
unbelievable cinematography. I think the acting was like it is dark. I think I did like it better than you though. I
I
mean
think so
for
too.
this was a solid four just for the filmmaking, the techniques, the beautiful cinematography, the acting, especially the kid acting, I thought
Oh, it was
was
great. The kid
particularly
was
very good.
great.
Yeah, this is a 4 out of 5 for me.
Wow, I
But
can't get ahead of that.
it's one I cannot recommend. It's like you said, it's really, I think it's a great film. It's very hard to recommend. I guess the only thing I could compare it to is if Spielberg, when he did Jurassic Park and Schindler's List in the same year. It's like one movie is a huge crowd pleaser, and one is a historically accurate, just brutal punch to the gut. Granted, Ivan's Childhood is a lot darker than Schindler's List, but Schindler's List is more well known.
Oh, I lie. Andrei Rublev is 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
One, so we he has eight movies. We saw Solaris. I've seen The Mirror. I've seen Stalker. So the other one's 205, an hour and 2 minutes, 229, and the 3.5 hour spectacular which you better just prep yourself for next week.
Wow. Okay.
Because I'm just letting you know it's coming.
Okay, so we'll do no other movies on that episode. We'll just watch a
We'll
three and a
just do
half hour.
a minute by minute breakdown.
Yes.
Listen, maybe I should give you that and John Dillman the same episode.
If that's it, then we just do two movies
6.5 hours
and
of film.
just
Okay, just
discuss
so people
in
know, I've
depth.
been threatening dialogue with John Dillman for a year now. So he
Yes.
knows it's coming.
Ever
He's
since it
that.
was number one on Sight and Sound.
Yeah, I
Yes.
told you it's coming. So, oh, I want to give you guys another quick story before I forget. I gotta have so 20 years from now, somebody can remember the story. So, 90s are coming back, right? So I'm all excited. I'm Mother Earth and Matthew Good are playing my casino where I work.
Okay.
So I'm ecstatic because I like Matthew Good, four or five songs, I'm in. I'm Mother Earth shows up just as good as always. Great opening act. I'm like, I said, you know what? I'll watch a little bit of Matthew Good. I've never been so disappointed in a band in ages.
Really?
He's singing his big hit songs. He sings part of it, then puts the mic out to the crowd so the crowd can sing it. Are you kidding me?
I get that for like maybe one or two
Oh,
songs,
no.
but not multiple.
The big hits. I want to hear you sing the big hit. I'm sorry. That's what I banged it. And the crowd was loving it. So maybe I'm wrong, but I'm so disappointed in Matthew Good.
Okay.
Disappointed. He sounded perfect, exactly like the album. There was
Except for
no
when.
difference. Except when he didn't want to sing, but he'll sit there, and it was a good minute. It wasn't like a couple of lines, it was like a whole chorus.
Okay.
I was pissed. If I had paid money for that, I would have been upset.
Okay.
It's how I'm disappointing Matthew Good is what I got.
All right. We are now on to our final movie of the
So I know
episode.
you wanted another story, so I had to get
Yes.
that in there.
No, we need our Simon stories.
Oh,
Otherwise,
Simon,
what would
that's
this
awesome.
podcast be?
Oh, I did see Chris Tucker. I forgot the other thing.
Okay.
Decent. Not amazing, but decent.
Okay.
So I did get to see Chris Tucker, and he was funny. There were some
Okay.
solid jokes in there.
I didn't even know he was still on tour, that he still did comedy.
Course he does. He's on the casino tour, so you don't hear about him.
Okay. All right. Well, our last movie is San Antonio from 1945, directed by David Butler, but uncredited directing by Robert Florey and Raoul Walsh. And this movie stars Errol Flynn and Alexis Smith. I am going to be 100% honest with you on this. I put this movie on as I was working, and I had it on, for background noise and to watch. I got so lost in this movie. It was slow. It kind of bored me. It didn't distract me from my work, so I was answering all my emails while this movie was on in the background, and it just meandered. I don't know if it was ever fully explained why Errol Flynn had to go to Mexico to begin with to
Oh,
get
because yes,
whatever
because he had to
proof.
figure, because somebody had the book to prove that he wasn't stealing the cattle.
Well, at least that was explained. And again, I love westerns. This one just looked cheap to me. There were shots of guys riding on horses that were obviously fake horses, on a with a screen behind them, just pretending to gallop. Westerns are so good when they're actually shot outdoors and you could see the expanse. This felt cheap to me. I think I gave this 2 stars because Errol Flynn's kind of, he's charismatic, but and I think there were too many songs in this movie. There was a bunch of songs that I didn't care for.
Let's start at the beginning. I feel Errol Flynn for his time was the Arnold Schwarzenegger is to our time. A bad leading lady that's just terrible, we'll never hear from them again, is in the film. Errol Flynn is wonderful. He's playing Errol Flynn. This film is so slow, it repeats the same scenes over and over and over again. It takes so long to get to the final outcome, which is what we want. Where all the action takes place. Other than that, it tries to be a comedy, and I think it fails because it's not funny. It's trying to be an action comedy, a dramedy, maybe even a no, it's a drama. It's an action comedy, and there's nothing here to make you laugh. Other than Errol Flynn being Errol Flynn, you could tell this was shot in a weekend on a back lot somewhere. The songs are terrible. The lead actress, who I don't know who she is, never need to hear from her again. Awful singer. Awful. Painful. That storyline with her could have gone away, and I think we would have had a better movie if we just cut all of her stuff out.
Yeah, if it was just about Errol Flynn looking to get revenge on the bad guy.
I think we needed that more than this. Okay, Doug, garage sale season has started.
Okay, so
So
what did you
I
come
went out
upon?
last week and I picked up Flight of the Red Balloon. It was one of my favorite film critics, Michael Phillips of the Chicago Tribune, says fantastic.
I think I've actually heard of that one.
Well, you might see it. I picked this up with you in mind, The Boy and the Beast.
Okay,
Because you
anime.
never, we don't do enough anime, so. We're going to branch out in the coming things. And this is just something I like to watch one night. I'm a huge Jim Caviezel fan. Outlander. Never heard of it. I paid a buck a piece for them all, which I thought was very reasonable. Because I used to pay $4 for a rental for Outlander, and I get it down out of terms. So that's what I picked up. Garage sale season again starts tomorrow. And I think we're having free giveaway day in my neighborhood. So we'll see if I have time to go check out the free giveaways. So, Doug, until we do your list next, and hey, this is your mention, so don't worry, I didn't forget to mention you. I just think off. Until we receive Kate's list, and if they make it.
We will watch it, and hopefully it doesn't put us to sleep.